This is Bob Myers from the Historical Society of Michigan with a Michigan History Moment. During World War I, Michigan sent 175,000 men into the United States Armed Forces. Of those, 5,000 died and 15,000 were wounded. Among the Michigan men fighting in the war to end all wars were Odawa from northern Michigan. The Great Lakes State's Native Americans had suffered countless injustices. They were not citizens, so they could not vote in national elections, hold federal government offices, or sue non-natives in court. They had no protection under the Bill of Rights. So, why did Odawa men fight under the United States flag? The Odawa had continued to seek legal enforcement of their treaty rights. In 1905, their leaders sued the federal government to secure money owed them from the 1855 Treaty of Detroit. The Odawa won the lawsuit. Young men may have believed military service and subsequent citizenship would help further their tribe's efforts in the courts. Some young men undoubtedly enlisted for practical reasons. Economic opportunities for the Odawa were scarce, and military service offered a guaranteed income for the young men and their families. The Odawa also had a strong warrior tradition. In the late 17th century, Odawa warriors traveled east to fight the Iroquois in New York. Today, the U.S. Armed Forces have more Native Americans per capita in their ranks than that of any other ethnic group in the United States. Whatever their reasons for enlisting, Michigan's Odawa served with distinction in World War I. Pontiac Williams, Jr., a 23-year-old Odawa from Hart, Michigan, was decorated for valor at Chateau Thierry in July 1918. Williams, a private in the 32nd Division, volunteered for an almost suicidal mission to bring in a wounded runner who lay in front of American lines. Williams succeeded, despite being shot in the face, and he earned the Distinguished Service Cross. There is only one higher medal for valor, the Medal of Honor. Not all Odawa warriors returned home. Alex Kegabatang, son of an Odawa chief and a lineal descendant of Chief Pontiac, fell in battle in France, as did his relative, Thomas Kegabatang. Ironically, Alex's hometown of Cross Village burned to the ground on the same day he died. His family, however, remained there, waiting for him to return. Only later did they learn that he would never come back. Alex Kegabatang was the first Native American killed in World War I. This Michigan History Moment was brought to you by MichiganHistoryMagazine.org.